Unconditional Love at 30,000 Feet. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Unconditional Love at 30,000 Feet. I was awakened by the murmuring of two voices behind me on the transatlantic airliner, traveling swiftly, quietly, peacefully through the night sky. I heard these two voices speaking behind me, and there was a man and a woman. All the rest of the passengers on the plane were sound asleep, and they were quietly talking between themselves. And the man said, "All we can do is to live our own life. Everyone else has to live their life too. And as we live our own life, then is it a happy life or is it a sad life?" And the wife spoke up and said, "But sweetheart, Betty is such a lovely girl. She's only 30 years old and she's dying of cancer. And it is so tragic. It is so sad. It is so sad, so very sad." And the husband said, "Sweetheart, we can only live our own lives. We can only worry about our own selves, and we really don't worry about that. Sweetheart, whenever I think of Betty, I don't think of the cancer that she's experiencing. I don't think of any of the unhappiness that she's experiencing. I bless her. I surround her with my pure white light of love. I surround her with my unconditionally joyful love. But, sweetheart, she is suffering. Whenever I think of Betty, I think of my little girl as she came running up to me and said, 'Daddy, tell me about birds. They are so interesting, Daddy. Tell me about them.' And I would sit and talk with Betty for a longest time, sharing all of our lovely thoughts about birds. And then Betty, when she was finished hearing about birds, would give me a big hug and jump off my lap and go off and do something else. And I will always remember her on my lap, listening as we talked about birds and giving me that great big hug before she jumped off my lap. Such unconditional love. Such a joyous girl. But she's suffering. I think of Betty as I do whenever I help you, sweetheart." "You help me? Do what?" "Well, then, when we do the laundry. I like to help you do the laundry. I especially love to help you do the laundry and putting the things in the dryer." "Well, why is that?" "Well, we take this damp clothing that we've just washed and we put it in the dryer, and the dryer tumbles it and caresses it and loves it and fills it with warmth and goodness. The dryer just loves to put unconditional love into every piece of laundry that we've put into the washing machine. Now it's the dryer's turn, and the dryer isn't worried about the dirty laundry that was there. It isn't worried about all the soapy water that was there and rinsed away. The dryer is only concerned about snuggling, huggling, warming, and loving all of our laundry. And this is the way I feel about Betty. Whenever I feel something is happening with Betty that makes her feel a little sad, I immediately turn on the dryer and I start snuggling and huggling Betty, like the dryer huggling and snuggling the clothing, getting it ready for us." "Yeah, but it doesn't do that forever." "That's true, sweetheart. The dryer doesn't do that forever, but it does it as a lovely experience for in my heart. And then, you know what, sweetheart? His wife was listening with great eagerness. Her husband had a warmth and a love about him, a joy about him. She couldn't help but be infused with that love and joy because he is such a thoughtful guy. You know what else, sweetheart? What, dear? Well, I love to help you and take the laundry out of the dryer. And I take the sheets, which are so big, and I hang them in my arms, and I fold them neatly and lovingly. And I fold them again and again and again until they're ready for being ironed. Yes, I know you love to iron those sheets. I don't know why, but you know, they're perfectly good the way they come out of the dryer. Dear, the more time I can spend in huggling and snuggling anything, the more time I have mentally to spend with Betty, seeing her whole and perfect, surrounding her with my unconditional love, surrounding her with every good attitude of my mind. Oh, sweetheart, I wish I could do that too. Well, sweetheart, you can. You can. I get all the fun, it's true, I know, because you say the sheets are so big, hard for you to handle. Well, I get them all folded nicely, and then I take them to the ironing board. And then, little by little, I iron the sheet, and I go over every inch of that sheet, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then, I don't think of the sheet so much, I think of Betty. I say, Betty, I surround you with my pure white light of love. Oh, Betty, you're so wonderful. Oh, Betty, you're so beautiful. And every stroke of the iron, warming that sheet, blessing that sheet, flattening that sheet, making all things right with that sheet. And by the time I'm done ironing that sheet, Betty and I have had such a loving time together. It is so wonderful. Well, dear, how can I do that? Well, we each have to do it for ourselves, sweetheart. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me, but we can at least think about it together. Yes, dear, you're always thinking about it together. I wish I were so wonderful. Dear, you are wonderful. Just like Betty is wonderful. When I iron the blouses, or I iron the shirts, or I iron anything, I don't get a chance to do that all the time, because you do a lot of the ironing. But whenever I iron, I am unconditionally loving whatever I do. But I don't iron a shirt. I iron Betty's blouse. I iron your blouse, sweetheart. I iron my shirt. I iron my trousers. And as I iron these things, I think of me, or you, or Betty, or I think of our family. I think of how wonderful we are and what joy we have together. But dear, she's dying of cancer. Love, the more often we say she's dying of cancer, the more often we're thinking of the problem and not the solution. But, dear, there is no solution. The doctor said, that's it. Well, so it may be. But we do not have to live in the unhappiness of a situation. We can live in the happiness of it. I don't live in the unhappiness of ironing the clothing. I find it a thrill, a joy, a pleasure, a privilege to iron our clothing, to put my loving touch on every piece of clothing that I have the opportunity to iron. I don't iron everything. You do a lot of it. But whenever I do it and I work with you on this, oh, I feel so good. Now, you know, sweetheart, yes, dear, as I was telling you about my ironing of the clothing and Betty's blouse, I was once again mentally ironing Betty's blouse. Once again, I was surrounding her with the warmth of the iron. And then, as I finished ironing the blouse, I cuddled it. Yeah, I did. I put wrinkles on it by cuddling it. Yes, I did. But, oh my, did I feel good. And do I feel good now, thinking about it? We only have the opportunity to be ourselves. And whatever kind of world we create. Now, I don't create Betty in a world of illness. Many things are passing in life. Many times children have childhood diseases or adults have adult problems, and they're passing. Maybe they pass away, too. Maybe they die. But while they're living, I am loving the bejappers out of them. I am having more fun. I am looking at each one and I, oh, thank you for being in my world for whatever length of time you're here. And it's a joyous time. I think only of you, surrounded by my unconditional love, by my happy love. And the wife looked at her husband. I sort of peeked at them between the seats. And she looked at him with such total respect and love. And he looked at her with such unconditional love. And he reached over and he put his arms around his wife. No mad, passionate hug, but just a gentle, loving, snuggly hug like he'd give his daughter Betty. A gentle, loving hug like he'd give his daughter Betty. And he said to his wife, "Sweetheart, every time I hug you, I think of how wonderful Betty is. I think of Betty being whole and perfect. I think of Betty as a magnificent girl, our daughter, the greatest girl on the face of the earth. Oh, I am so happy. But, dear, she's going to die. Love, if I were to think that she was going to die, I might be unhappy. But I think she is living. I think she is in my heart. Right now, we are not together. She is over there in London, and we're going to go visit her. But we're on the way. But she's in my heart. She's right here in my heart. And when I get to London, I'll snuggle and huggle her just like always. But I'll huggle and snuggle my baby who is whole and perfect. And I not for one minute, not for one instant will I think that she has a problem because I surround her with my unconditional love. I surround her with my peace and my joy. I surround her with all that I am. And as I surround her with all that I am, that's all that we know. I don't think of my daughter as being ill. I think of my daughter whole and perfect. I think of my daughter and all the times that we have shared together and all the love that we've had together. I think of the time we went to the zoo and she said, "Look, Daddy, what's that strange thing there?" And we discussed all the strange and wonderful animals of the zoo. Animals that she had seen on television, animals that she had seen in books and various magazines, but never in person. And when we saw them in person, it was like a whole different life. And she said, "Daddy, this is so exciting." And I told her the names of the animals, and I told her where they lived. I told her how they lived, and I told her how they took care of their young, and I told them how they would protect them, and how they would go with them and show them how to be an animal. Show them how to be a wonderful living creature in this beautiful earth. Some of their lives will be short and some will be long, but all their lives will be filled with the love of their mother and father, with the love of themselves and the love of each other. And sweetheart, that's just the way we do it with our daughter. I showered her with love, and I will always shower her with love, and we are in this beautiful love together. But why does she have to have this cancer? Sweetheart, she doesn't have to have anything. And if we will surround her with our pure white light of love only, if we will think of her snuggling up to her with the wonderful laundry just out of the dryer, all warm, maybe very warm, all warm and feeling good. That's the life we want to live in. I live in the moment when I'm snuggling my daughter. I live in the moment when I'm talking to her and sharing with her. I live in the moment when I see her with the man that she has married, who she loves so very dearly. I see her at the moment doing the job that has taken her to London and the things that have taken her into a new way of life so far from us. But she's never been far from us because she's always in my heart. She's always deep in my soul. She's always right next to my heart saying, "Daddy, what are these animals all about? Daddy, can I have some more ice cream? Daddy, tell me a story. Daddy, do you love me? Do I love you? My goodness, yes. I love you like I love the sun and the moon and the stars. I love you like I love all of them. I love you like I love myself, sweetheart. I love you because I love you. I love you, and I will always love you. And I love you in all of the adventures that you go through in your life. And I will not try to take any adventure away from you. I will let you have all the adventures, but I will guide you so that as you have the adventures, you will get the most out of them and have the greatest joy out of them and take them all with unconditional love. Oh, Daddy, it's so wonderful to snuggle in your arms. Yes, sweetheart, it is. Well, dear, I didn't always do that. Oh, come on, sweetheart. You love her in your way. You loved her as you showed her how to cook and as you showed her how to be a housekeeper. You loved her as you showed her how to work with a husband, me. And so that's what makes her such a wonderful life, wife. You loved her to show her how to be a beautiful woman, a beautiful wife, and how to have a super wonderful husband. Dear, you're always giving, showing, being with your daughter. She loves you so. She has you wrapped in her heart and around her little finger so wonderfully. Yes. Yes. It's only from our point of view, however we see anything in life. And if we see all things in life from the point of view that all is good and very good, unconditionally loving, we see all is joyful, harmonious, beautiful, happy, unconditionally loving. We see all in perfect harmony. But she's got... No, sweetheart. This is but one adventure in her life. It may be the last adventure on this earth, and it may just be one of many more to come. It's up to us. Are we going to create her in our heart and our mind whole and perfect, or are we going to see her with something that's hard to handle? Are we going to create her in our heart and our mind as being the ideal whole and perfect child? Are we going to create her in our world as being the most beautiful, complete, fabulous, whole and perfect daughter the world has ever known. That's how I create her. That's how I create her. Yeah, sweetheart, you can do it. You can too, sweetheart. And you do. Every time you think of a wonderful experience you have or you've had with Betty, you are creating her whole and perfect. Every time you unconditionally love your daughter, you are creating her whole and perfect. How long do you want to create her whole and perfect? An eternity? If that's how long you want to create her whole and perfect, then there's no room ever to pay any attention to anything which we call not good, which is negative or something like that. We don't have time for that. We don't have place for that in our life. We only have time and place for seeing all things in their ideal. Oh, dear, I feel so wonderful talking with you about this. Yes, sweetheart, it is wonderful. And Betty is wrapped up in my heart and my life and my love. And I know Betty is wrapped up in your heart, your life, and your love, too. Because, sweetheart, I didn't make any mistake in who I married. I married the most beautiful girl in the world. And as our life progresses, you become all the more beautiful, more gorgeous, more wonderful, the more beautiful being in the world. I'm so happy that you're in my life. I'm so happy that you're in my world. We may be at 30,000 feet over the Atlantic Ocean, but as far as I'm concerned, we're snuggled together here in each other's arms, loving each other into eternity. And it is so wonderful. I heard these people speak. I saw them talk about their daughter. I realized that everybody in the world has the opportunity to create their world how they wish. They can concentrate on their problems, or concentrate on the solutions, or concentrate on the now, which is the is, which is very wonderful. And we can all have that warm, snuggly, dryer sheet feeling, snuggling it to our face, wrapping us in it. And we can be so delighted, we want to take it for a ride around the block. The warm, snuggly sheet caressing our face, our body, our world, our daughter, our wife or husband, our son, all that we hold dear and precious. It's our choice. I live in a world of absolute wonder and magic, and I am so happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.